When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white. They also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 16th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
District Attorney issues official statement on ICE protests. City of Paso Robles invites community to coffee with the city event. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. County District Attorney Dan Dow released a statement yesterday addressing protests and ICE-free zones. The release says the rights to peacefully protest, petition the government, and exercise free speech in public forums is a constitutional right they respect. Quote, at the same time, activities that cross the line into violence and other criminal conduct are not, the release says. The release continues, when protest activity becomes unlawful, it may result in arrest or prosecution. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, I always support the rights of people to protest. However, I strongly urge those that do so to do so safely within the limits of both federal and California law. The release then addresses questions regarding the concept of so-called ICE-free zones. These are symbolic designations, according to the release, and do not override federal jurisdiction. Local and state governments do not have the authority to prohibit lawful federal enforcement activities. Paso Robles Public Works has announced two upcoming closures for Scott and Olive Street. The Olive Street closure will start Tuesday, January 20th, and will be closed for a week. The closure will be on Olive between 8th and 9th Street. A detour will be available through Vine Street. The Scott Street closure will only be for a single night on Tuesday, January 20th at 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. Scott Street will be fully closed from Creston to Via Ramona for work on the Scott Street sewer project. City of Paso Robles invites community to Coffee with the City. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend Coffee with the City, formerly Coffee with the City Manager. The next session will take place Friday, January 30th at 7:30 a.m., held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Coffee with the City is an informative and informal community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics. The city's website says, each session of Coffee with the City is scheduled for approximately 1 hour. Key topics for the January 30th meeting include looking back at key accomplishments in 2025, looking ahead at priorities for 2026, and introductions to staff members added over the last year. No registration for the event is required. The Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration will return Monday, January 19th. The event starts at 9 a.m. in the downtown City Park with a commemoration of Dr. King's enduring message of unity, hope, and service. The program will feature guest speakers and uplifting musical performances in Dr. King's honor. Afterwards, there'll be two service opportunities where neighbors can give back together by volunteering. The two opportunities are a care package service project at the Paso Robles City Library or a mulch beautification service project at Robbins Field. These will go from 10 to 11:30 a.m., and participants will receive a special commemorative gift and access to a luncheon at 11:30. You can sign up for one of the volunteer projects at the City of Paso Robles website. The City of Atascadero invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for its outdoor skate area. This will take place Friday, January 16th at 4:30 p.m. at the George C. Beatty Skate Park, 5493 Traffic Way. A-Town Park offers 7,000 square feet of outdoor skating areas and 8,000 square feet of indoor space. The City of Atascadero invites the community to join them tonight with refreshments available and to learn more about the programs and camps offered in local recreation. In sports for the NFL, playoffs continue this weekend. On Saturday, KPRL will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, we'll have the Texans and Patriots at 11 a.m. Then the Rams and Bears in the afternoon at 3:15. In the NBA, yesterday, the Hornets beat the Lakers 135-117, the Warriors over the Knicks 126-113, the Trailblazers beat the Hawks 117-101, the Thunder over the Spurs 111-91. Tonight, the Kings will face the Wizards, the Clippers will go against the Raptors. On Saturday, the Warriors will face the Nuggets, and the Lakers will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, Kaiser Affiliates, based in Oakland, California, settled a lawsuit alleging Medicare fraud. The allegation says that Kaiser pressured physicians to falsify medical records to receive higher reimbursements. Kaiser settled for $556 million. The settlement does not admit any wrongdoing. The San Jose City Council voted unanimously earlier this week to ban U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents from using city garages, parking lots, and parking areas of community centers and libraries. Santa Clara has enacted a similar policy, blocking ICE agents from using county-owned lots, garages, and other spaces. A federal judge ruled that the Trump administration's lawsuit against California regarding voting records was unprecedented and illegal. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit seeking detailed voting records and personal data on registered California voters. District Justice David O'Carter said, quote, "There cannot be unbridled consolidation of all elections power within the executive branch without action from Congress." Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17. 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The first winter wheat plantings forecast for 2026 was released by USDA recently. Anthony Prilliman is with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Planted acreage is estimated at nearly 33 million acres. That is down 0.5% or 163,000 acres from 2025. And this would be the lowest planted area since 2020.
And Brian Irie, regional manager with Crossroads Co-op and market analyst, further breaks down the January USDA wheat data.
They had all winter wheat seedings at 33 million acres. That was 600,000 acres above the average trade guess of 32.4 million acres. And the breakdown there was 23.5 million acres of hard red winter wheat versus the average trade guess of 23 million. Soft red winter, 6.1 million acres versus the average trade guess of 5.9 million. So wheat took a little bit of a blow there as well. And then to cap that off, we added about 25 million bushels to wheat carry out feed and residual number, which makes sense that they did that with cheaper corn around. We probably aren't going to feed higher priced wheat.
Most states had a reduction in wheat planted acres, with a few southern states having an increase. And the agency noted that California and Nebraska had significant wheat planting reductions.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Farm Bureau and other advocacy organizations representing ranchers and rural residents joined in a letter to ask for $30 million in the 2026-27 state budget to fund the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Wolf Program. The program was created to ensure livestock production is not jeopardized by California's recovering gray wolf population. California Farm Bureau and others have been successful in pushing to fund the Wolf Livestock Compensation Program at $5.3 million since 2021. There are currently 10 recognized wolf packs in the state and additional areas of wolf activity. Last year, ranchers saw a significant increase in livestock depredations by apex predators, which are protected under state and federal endangered species acts. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the mid 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday through Friday. Low 70s Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday and Thursday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is sunny and 32 degrees in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher and turned mixed. Chip stocks are getting a boost from the U.S. trade agreement with Taiwan. That includes building chips and chip factories in the U.S. NVIDIA, Broadcom, Micron Technology, Advanced Micro Devices, and Taiwan Semiconductor shares all opened higher. PNC Financial's profit jumped 25% in the recent quarter. The stock's up more than 2.5%. It made more from interest payments and mergers and acquisitions, and PNC has completed its acquisition of First Bank, which boosts its presence in Colorado and Arizona. Novo Nordisk shares are up more than 4%. There were more than 3,000 prescriptions for the Wegovy weight loss pill in the first 4 days of its launch. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Touch of Paso,
Come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us, by the way, need to remind you that the 75, you can text that as well. So we're ready to go.
Well, it's all.
Coming up this afternoon, Open Mic Friday, Darsha and Kenny, or Kenny and Darsha, depends on who sits in the captain's chair. They'll take control of the reins, so to speak. So have at that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Again, a reminder, the office is closed today and Monday. Chris and I will not be here on Monday in honor of Martin Luther King Day. I've got some specials lined up, and they're pretty interesting. And one has to do with the Tulsa riots going way back. It's kind of been lost, but a little bit of it's been brought back regarding history and what took place. So that's just one of the five specials we have tomorrow here. Not tomorrow, Monday morning. Monday morning. All righty, let's see. What else do we have? The, well, it's only money again. Unearth Filing Show, Top Teachers Union, Funneling Millions to Far-Left Organizations. A nonpartisan watchdog calls the filing completely divorced from the union's purpose. Well, it would be interesting to find out really what the union's purpose is. Now, this is from the National Education Association. They filed in November and obtained by the Northern American Values Institute. shows the 2024 fiscal year spending that involved millions given to social justice-oriented groups and far-left causes. Now, the NEA, which boasts more than 3 million members, sent $300,000 to 1630 Fund, a liberal dark money group, and this has been reported. Now, among the largest expenditures was more than $3.5 million sent to Education International. That's a global teachers federation where NEI president Becky Pringle serves as the vice president. And also hundreds of thousands of dollars following to organizations backing ballot initiatives aimed at reshaping education policy and election laws in states and about, you know, many of the states and so forth and so on. So it goes on. There's all kinds of money that has been given to these. I don't know what the unions, when they reach out to their members and get the money, what they tell them where the money's going to. Okay, so as I've pointed out here in this state, that 98% of the time, the teachers union votes for Democrats. That's 98% of the time. Anyway, probably not a surprise to many. And there's a couple of books out that start with the teachers union back in the late 50s. Okay, let's see here. On the lighter side of things, Chris?
Yes?
Yesterday's question involved something, but Godzilla came into the into view or into play.
Right, though I think it was which animals have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay, have you been to the Walk of Fame?
No, actually, I haven't.
Okay.
I've been to LA several times, but not the Walk of Fame.
Are you interested in it?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, here we go, folks. American hotspot slapped with worst tourist designation in a new global analysis. This has to do with travel group that looked at Google reviews and TikTok. And guess what comes in at number one?
Ain't no way it's the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, you see, grabbing the worst label of all was the Hollywood Walk of Fame in Los Angeles. Still going to go?
I don't know. Maybe. What are the listed reasons for why it's so poorly receptive?
Well, it's grungy, number one. Safety, it doesn't score high, and it's I've been on it once, I think, once or twice, and it's okay. You're walking around with your head down is what you're doing, and I mean look, if you're going to be a tourist, you're a tourist, right?
Right.
So buy the the stupid stuff that the stores they have there that are overpriced, and you'll probably lose or never need it or never look at again and stuff. I mean, that's what tourists. That's what we do. We go places and maybe waste money. Mm-hmm. And that. But anyway, it's a lot of homeless and just it's grungy. That's what I remember being grungy. But it didn't. Like, okay, I got our thrill. You see some names, and you go, oh, yeah, and bring back some memories and that type of thing. So at the end of the day, it's up to you, if you want to, do that.
May I ask what some of the other ones on the list are?
They do not list. They just usually, they'll have some other things on there.
Mm-hmm. But they just said that Hollywood's number one and left it at that?
The Hollywood Walk of Fame. Okay, here's some other ones that other notable destinations making the report top 10 tourist traps just aren't worth it are the Dead Sea, that's between Israel and Jordan. That wasn't on my list. And the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul, Turkey. I don't think that was on your list either, Chris.
No, I haven't been out the country once, so Turkey's not my first destination.
Okay.
On the Dead Sea, though, I can't exactly say I'm surprised. Hey, kids, let's go to the Dead Sea.
Okay. Okay, but again, I'll go back to grungy and unsafe for the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
All right. I'm trying to think let's see here. It was the, I think it's Disney World, the one in Orlando. I thought that was the biggest waste of time. I've been to Disneyland like 3 times.
Right.
And the last time was the last time. I kind of had fun a little bit. It's two things. If you go, with your family, it's different than going to Disneyland with, the radio station I worked for. We got some passes to go, and I took my dad, and we went on some rides. It was one of those things where we got in before the rest of the crowd, so I didn't have to deal with the crowds. So that was fun, but when we went with Brian, that was kind of a pain, but you're there for the kids, so you endure it and stuff like that. But the one we went to in Disney World, I thought it was just one big thing of restaurants. I didn't like it. It stunk. I'd rather go to, Busch Garden in Tampa. I thought that was one of the best because you get the combination of the animals and the rides and so forth. Opryland in Nashville was okay until I got thrown out of it after a few short minutes, but it looked like it was going to be a lot of fun. And I didn't do anything really wrong, just something stupid happened. I fell into I didn't fall in. Me and another guy, we jumped in the water because it was really hot. And it was, we had to drive all the way back to Louisville, soaking wet in car without air conditioning, and it was 95. And the girls we were with were not happy with us, and I don't think we ever saw them again. So that was kind of stupid. All right. Let's see here. I would vote for a school bond to build the LGBTQ plus students their own locker room. Well, why would you want to do that? I think they're going to designate something at the schools, and that's by law in June or July of 2026. Why do you want to keep giving more money away? Why would you want to do that? Don't understand. All right, let's see here. Now, Newsom is putting taking back some words. He's walking back claims that Minnesota ICE operations were state-sponsored terrorism. Now, he had previously, your California governor, previously claimed that ICE raids were authoritative government move. Well, he's walking that back, calling the ICE raids state-sponsored terrorism. Calling that back, yes. And he had an interview. We used to have him on the air here, Ben Shapiro, and that was yesterday. And so he's kind of walking that back a little bit. And the reason why he would be doing that is because he's going to be searching for another job, more likely in Washington, D.C. And Newsom has claimed that sanctuary city policies in California kept illegal immigrants safer by allowing them to cooperate with law enforcement and participate in education without the fear of being deported. Well, what about the keeping the illegal immigrants safer in the sanctuary city policies of California? What about the legal citizens? Have you seen interviews with some of those people and some of the numbers in some of these communities on safer? So we'll see if these taking back of the comments have any effect or help for him. Now, you may say the only reason that Newsom is walking back is because he knows that California might be worse than Minnesota. Well, that's probably true. That's probably true. And keeping them safer and allowing them to cooperate and participate in education without fear of being deported. They're illegal. They're illegal. So there you have just a couple of things. All right, now, every once in a while, we have to go look at some laws that are implemented because the first of the year in California, I don't know how many new laws this year came into effect, but there's usually quite a bit. And sometimes because we have so many year after year, we forget about them. Well, let's just go back 1 year. Now, many people forget this because they're not involved directly. For example, California businesses are getting hit with a massive payroll tax, and the tax hike is scheduled to go up exponentially every year until a massive $20 billion debt the state politicians ran up, this is for the unemployment system, is repaid to the federal government. Now, what happened is all businesses, regardless of size, are forced to pay an additional $21 per employee on their payroll taxes, with the amount increasing $21 every year into the future. Think about that. $21 per employee and going up $21 every year. And this is because of government overspending. And also California politicians, they want to, and in some cases they did ban local governments from requiring voter ID in local elections. How about that? The Assembly Bill 1955 went into effect that prohibits teachers from telling parents that a student is struggling with their identity or orientation. I'm assuming they can tell the parent that their student is struggling with a certain class. Okay. Now, listen to this one. This bill, and again, this isn't this year. This is stuff that we forget from the past. SB 1283, it allows schools to ban social media on campuses, and also another one requires school districts to ban cell phone use. We've heard about that one recently. Now, there is one that is involved, well, it just lumped with this, that AB 1825 makes it harder for parents to demand removal of pornographic books in libraries. How about another one that we probably forgot about? The used clothing recycle mandate. It requires retail, textile, and apparel companies to create collection systems in their stores to accept used clothing and require them to work to recycle or reuse them. Now, this law has laid the groundwork for a $5 recycling fee for every item you buy. So you probably have forgotten about that one. There are many of those too. And here's one that, again, you probably don't remember or maybe even heard of. And this started a year or two ago. Anyone wanting to be a foster parent in California must commit to supporting sex change operations for minors, whether they are caring for an LGBT children or not. Now, this is at a time when we face a serious shortage of foster care parents. So you would have to commit to supporting the sex change operations for minors. How about that? So, and then you have another one that we get hit with every year. Another one, again, this goes back a couple of years. We forget about them. We say, oh, when did this happen? When did that happen? Who signed this? Who voted for this? This one would require costly storage regulations for the oil and gas industry, with costs passed on to you, the consumer. Combined with new air regulations approved, it's the CARB, expect a 75 cents to a dollar spike in the price of gas in California down the road. We've seen it decrease right now, but eventually, as we have Valero and some others that are leaving the state or shutting down anyway, that's going to go up. So we have these laws that we don't, and a lot of them aren't highlighted, like something like recently, which was a standalone Prop 50. So you understand why that received a lot too, and it's very important. But again, you've heard the news that was struck down as far as the lawsuit against it. So we have to stay on it time and time again. Let's see here on the email. Who won? I don't know. Let's see here. I got this on this. Business owners against Chris Beal. I want to shop there. Okay, that came from her comments, or whatever those things were the other night at the Paso Robles City Council meeting. But thank you for the text. All right, folks, that is it. We've got local news headlines, Fox News update. Also, we have other stuff. Oh, of course, birthdays and anniversaries on the way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The city of Atascadero invites the public to join them for a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the outdoor skate area today at George C. Beatty Skate Park, 5493 Traffic Way. The ceremony starts at 4:30 p.m. The skate area has received a vibrant facelift and improvements to enhance the experience for skaters and scooter riders. County District Attorney Dan Dow released a statement yesterday addressing protests in ice-free zones. The release says the rights to peacefully protest, petition the government, and exercise free speech is a constitutional right they respect. At the same time, quote, activities that cross the line into violence and other criminal conduct are not, the release says. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, it's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Minneapolis anti-ice protest after dark. Try to tear down the fence around an ICE facility, but Patriot counter-protesters also showed up. A Latin Kings gang member arrested for looting federal weapons from an FBI vehicle the night before. As Border Czar Tom Homan follows the money, telling Fox.
There's a deep dive right now between HSI, IRS, and FBI. We know there's organized groups. We know there's funding. And we're doing a deep dive right now to identify them, follow the money, and find out who's organized this, who's inciting the violence.
A Provo court hearing today for Charlie Kirk's accused assassin, trying to get the whole Utah County Attorney's Office disqualified from the case because one of the prosecutor's teenage sons was among thousands at the campus event when Kirk was shot and killed. America's listening to Fox News.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
For 28 years, Berlager Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlager if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlager Excavation Facebook page.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Abundant sunshine on your Friday, mid-70s. Few clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine and clouds mixed in a little bit.
mid-70s on your Saturday and for Sunday, another nice day. High should be in the low 70s, same Monday, Tuesday, upper 60s, Wednesday, Thursday, mid-60s a week from today. Again, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:12 a.m., 5:14 p.m. We have warmed up to 33 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, serving lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Speaking of a Sunday, North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association Classics and More will be next Sunday, the 25th, 3 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Creston Road. And Maud Hickson's performance includes great songs ranging from the classic Great American Songbook to other unsung or forgotten compositions awaiting discovery. Well, that sounds just absolutely like fun. All right. So, again, mark your calendar for next Sunday, the 25th at 3 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church. Also, do we have a deadline? Yes, we have a deadline coming up for youth T-ball registration in the city of Atascadero. First, let me remind you that a coaches meeting will be scheduled for March 19th at the Paloma Creek, and the time is to be determined. And let's see here. What do we have? It is T-ball is open to boys and girls who are 4.5 to 6 years old. All practices and games will take place on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at Paloma Creek for the duration of the season. Practice begins the week of March 24th, and the league will begin on the 14th of April and run through May 21st. Of course, they're always looking for sponsors and coaches and all that kind of good stuff. And you can go to tgamble@atascadero.org for more information. Again, volunteer coaches and sponsors are needed for the league. So play ball. All right. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at a great price. And in just a couple of ticks, about 30 of them, we'll be back with birthdays and anniversaries. Really, that really should happen. And it's not happening. I have no idea. So we will see what's up with this computer this morning, unless we have to kick it.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Mighty fine jewelry. Just one block north of the park. All right, we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's local celebrities. And where are they? Here they are. Leading off, we have Jesus Cabrera, Jason Smiley, William Paris, Barry Bradshaw, Amanda Case, Paul Herschel, Johnny Avila Jr., Tom Harden, Bob Nicholas, Pat Sinclair, Pat Bland, Nicole LaCour, Sean Bell, and says Mike and Trina Hawk. Lainey Stroud is having a birthday tomorrow. Oh, boy. Casely Caldwell, Frank Menacho, Deanna Storms, Janet Abby, Lori Foster, and Lisa Rokes. We have on Sunday Francis McKenna, Samantha Fillmore, Mark Riley, Anita Machado, Milt Souza, that's in big capital letters right here, David Stoltenberg, Rary Kudla, Jerry Harlan, and Timothy D. Schwab. Alrighty, that's the locals. Only their hairdresser knows for sure. On my right-hand side, a couple of folks you probably have heard of, including Ethel Merman. Yes, indeed, the actor and singer, or actress. 1908-1984, Baseball Hall of Famer. Dizzy Dean, 1974. Onward we go with. Doesn't have much here. Oh, from The Ventures, Bob Bogle. One of the bass singers, 1934, 2009. Marilyn Horne, boy, what a voice. Opera singer, 1934. A.J. Foyt, 1935. Also on the list we have from Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, keyboard player Bill Francis, 1942. He died in 2010. Grammy Award-winning country singer. Well, he started out as a country singer anyway. He was Male Vocalist of the Year and Entertainer of the Year and all kinds of big-time hits. One of the best live albums ever. Ronnie Millsap, 1943. I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes. Either did Jim Stafford, 1944. Laura Schlesinger, remember Dr. Laura, 1947. The director, John Carpenter, 1948. Debbie Allen, the dancer and actress, 1950. Chuck Chris, DB, out of Penn State, played with the Niners and others, 1951. Linebacker, Bo Harris, 1953. Got a Super Bowl ring with the Steelers, Dave Brown, defensive back, 1953. Sade was born in 1959. From In Vogue, Maxine Jones, 1965. Roy Jones Jr., middleweight and super, all these things, world champion boxer, 1969. Also on the list we have Mario Bates. He wasn't a bad football player. 1973, Kate Moss, the supermodel, 1974. Also, he will be in the Hall of Fame in a year or two. Albert Pujols, 1980. Joe Flacco was still playing this year. He was born in 1985. My goodness. And that is Mason Gamble, the actor, 1986. Okay, passing away on this day, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, died in 2025. Also, Dear Abby, Abigail Van Buren, she passed away in 2013. Ted Cassidy, remember him, the Lurch from the Addams Family? And, by the way, and, okay, he was a big, you know, the big guy, Lurch. Now, during the time of the Kennedy assassination, he was working as a DJ in Dallas and gave an in-studio radio report on the day of the assassination. And it was one of the first interview, he was one of the first to interview an eyewitness. Ted Cassidy died in 1979. David Lynch, the film director, he gave us The Elephant Man, Twin Peaks, and other stuff, 2025. Gina Lola Brigida, yes, a talented actress. She died in 2023. Phil Spector, the tycoon of teen, but also a murderer, I guess. Well, not a guess. He was in prison. He died in 2021. And who else? Oh, remember the Partridge Family, the manager, Ruben something? Anyway, Dave Madden, he died in 2014. This guy was kind of a pain in the neck, but I guess you'd say he was a funny character actor. Ron Carey, you may remember him from Barney Miller. He died in 2007. And who else do we have? Okay. You've heard of Ross Bagdasarian? Yeah, you heard of him. David Seville, the Chipmunks, 1972. Carol Lombard in 1942. Ma Parker died in 1935, going to the top of the list. Simply one of the greatest sluggers in the history of baseball. I mean, easily. Albert Pujols goes all the way to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend Coffee with the City, formerly Coffee with the City Manager. The next session will take place Friday, January 30th at about 7:30 a.m., held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Paso Robles Public Works has announced two upcoming closures, one for Scott and another for Olive Street. Olive Street will be closed Tuesday, January 20th for a week, and then a detour will be available through Vine Street. Scott Street will be closed for a night on Tuesday, January 20th from 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He played 1 year of college, community college baseball in Missouri. He was a shortstop. For his career, 296, over 3,000 hits, over 700 home runs, over 2,000 RBIs, 11-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, 3-time MVP, Rookie of the Year, Gold Glove Award winner, and also Silver Slug Award winner 6 times. Yeah, he'll get in very, very soon. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.